Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The Essence Festival of Culture, presented by Coca-Cola, celebrates its 30th year in New Orleans, July 4th through the 7th. Performances from the history maker herself, Janet Jackson. Birdman presents 30 Years of Cash Money Millionaires, SWV, Victoria Monet, and many more. Essence is where we affirm, uplift, and revel in our Black excellence. Visit EssenceFestival.com for tickets. Let's celebrate together. Thanks to our presenting sponsor, Coca-Cola, and Target, AT&T, L'Oreal, and McDonald's. See you in New Orleans.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. It is important to understand that everybody travels a different path to success. That's because your brand is different. And I always tell people the way they achieved it is different. So you need to start writing your own story and stop reading theirs. That's how you achieve success. That's what Money Making Conversation is all about. Bringing people on the show to talk about their success, talk about their valleys as well as their triumphs. But on this show, it's about winning. And winning is through committed effort and effort tied to a plan. One of my next guests is one of my favorite people. His name is Don Lemon. He is the host of a very popular podcast entitled Silence is Not an Option. That podcast, Silence is Not an Option, embarks on tough, honest, and provocative conversation with activists, artists, thinkers, offering perspective about our nation's deep racial divide. Now, he's also... every night you can catch him. I know I do. And he's been very animated lately on CNN Tonight. He is on the show to talk about the power of not remaining silent. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, a voice for the people of America, Don Lemon.
Thank you, sir. Look at you. You're big time now. Look at that. Wow. You got a video wall. All right, Rashawn.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You know what? You're walking the walk and you're talking the talk. And if you bet on yourself.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of you. Look at you. You look good.
Thank you.
Not that you need me to say that, but I'm very proud of you.
Because I respect you. And we've kind of like, we met early when we were at the radio station. I remember when you came by, I spoke to Steve and myself, and we both were finding our place and our balance, and you have your voice. And I remember last time I was on the show, I talked about your comfort zone to be able to speak your truth. And I see that every night on CNN and with what we've seen happen in this country in 2020. One of the first things I want to talk about is that, you know, we constantly hear about the Republicans in Congress and Senate. This country is being divided. We don't want to divide the country. But you and I both know, as a Black person, we have always lived in a divided country. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we're used to, we're used to dealing with things, as they say. We're used to people not looking out for us, for getting the short end of the stick. But when you speak about unity, and if you want to unify the country, if you want unity, then there must be compromise.
Yes.
There are certain people in this country who are not used to compromising. They're not used to compromise at all. And so this is a foreign thing for them. They're not used to losing. And so you see, you get what happened last Wednesday in the Capitol. You get people storming the Capitol because they believe there's no way that they can lose. that the society is built for them. It's made for them. The laws, mm-hmm. everything, the election, the White House, the Capitol is all made for them. How can they lose? And so what they haven't realized, what they've lost in all of this is, quite frankly, when you do something like that, is your mind. So if you want unity, then you have to compromise. And you also have to realize that, well, maybe I should have been telling the person who was in charge that they needed to compromise as well. And I should have been preaching unity months, if not years ago.
And that's absolutely the truth. Now, I live in the state of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. In fact, we saw some Republicans who were in charge of the voting system down here. In fact, Brad Ratzenberger is my neighbor. And I saw what happened to him. He has a football stadium lights on his yard, so people won't come up to his house at night. People will just go up and down the street protesting. So I saw that. When I saw what Brad Ratzenberger did and Gabriel Sterling, what was your thoughts? They were Republicans, and you saw them being twisted and laid out to the wind.
Well, I was happy that they did their jobs, and I was happy that they, as public officials, that they abided by their oath. They had to do what was in, they had to follow the law, quite simply. Right. And I'm glad they followed the law, but imagine if we had some people who were not as scrupulous and who did not have the amount of integrity that they do. Now listen, Brad Raffensperger has been highly criticized, and I think many people would say rightly so, for purging the voter rolls before the last election and what some would deem to be voter suppression. But at least in this one instance where we are now, those things have been dealt with by other Stacey Abrams. I'm not sure how much he's dealt with it, but at least where we are now, he stood up for the rule of law. He followed the laws and he stuck by his morals and his principles, even when a sitting president tried to co-opt him and get him to steal an election for him. So I have to say that I'm happy with the way that how they've stood up to this particular president and really to something that is un-American.
What was so shocking to you about that phone call that Donald Trump made?
The brazenness of it.
Yes.
Rashawn, it was so brazen and as if it was deserved. It was a height of entitlement, but also, I'm not mincing my words here. It was crazy. He was erratic. He was manic. He was basically not basic. He said, I need these votes. Find them. He said, find me 11,000 votes. I need 11,000 votes. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. All I need is this. The election was stolen. And every time he came up with some conspiracy theory about something, you know, well, they took the machines out. Didn't Dominion take the machines or whoever? And they're like, no. Or didn't they change the insides? No. Didn't they get rid of votes or they burned votes or they destroyed votes? No. Everything. Weren't they putting stuff in suitcases? No. Every single conspiracy theory that he had, they denounced it it was so odd to me because it gave me a picture of the people who were around him. They debunked it is a word I'm looking for. Right. It gave me an idea of the kind of people who are around him. He's surrounding himself with people who believe exactly what he believes.
That's what shocked me the most. When I said he really believes that people are taking the parts, that's Powell. That's her, the height of her conspiracy theories there. When you look at Giuliani. But what I discovered the most that shocked me, we've always heard about voter suppression. This was voter suppression at its legally finest, at the highest level from a president. That's what really took me aback so much. I went, wow. He actually recorded that phone call. No telling what he did when he flew the people up from Michigan, what he told them, because that was not recorded and released. I'm pretty sure that conversation was very similar, don't you?
The electors from Michigan, of course. And then they were, you know, all at his hotel afterwards having drinks and whatever. And I'm sure that they were very happy about being in the Oval Office. And there was even, I think, one or maybe two, correct me if I'm wrong, among them who at some point was not going to do it and then did it, like when it was not going to certify the election in their county and then decided to do it and then expressed remorse about and regret about actually doing it. So in some ways they did go along with him, but it was too late. It had already been signed and certified. So yeah, for all of that, it's just the brazenness and the entitlement. And then of course we can do whatever we want. Right. We can do whatever we want. Can't you find me the votes? We're all on the same team. That's exactly what happened on Wednesday. We can do whatever we want. This is our house. We own this. You work for us and we're taking this over. Entitlement. That's what that is. And quite frankly, it's also white supremacy, especially what happened on Wednesday. We are the people who this country was built around. Therefore, we can do with it whatever we want.
Yeah, I didn't see it play out. I was with my staff in meetings, tied up, and my wife texted me, said, "Rashawn, they're rushing the Capitol." And I didn't know if she was talking about Georgia, because in my mind, I couldn't believe when she's Capitol, she was referencing D.C. You actually saw it play itself out. Can you walk through your steps in your mind watching this play out? What was running through your mind? The unbelievable procedures, the process, and then days later, you see what
really went down. Which one are you talking about,
Rashawn? I'm talking about when Donald Trump said, "Go down there and you got to take this country with force."
Well, I was watching it live, and before I went in, and I said, my thought was, "Wow, this is really dangerous." And then I sent a note to my boss saying, "It's really interesting to watch." In the same moment, Biden was announcing, one of his nominees. I forget, maybe it was Attorney General. I forget, but he was talking about who he was going to nominate for a position, how he was going to roll out the vaccine, what he was going to have to do to get the economy back on track. Mm-hmm. And here you had a sitting president airing grievances publicly about an election being stolen and what you needed to do and don't and fight and basically telling people to go backwards or to be stagnant or take your country back and go back to the past. And then you had a president-elect trying to pull the country into the future. And I just said, this man is the past. It's over. And he doesn't realize that he's whipping these people up. What he's doing is very dangerous. And then they started voting on the thing, and not sooner than they started voting, I started seeing, we started getting notes about there were people in the Capitol and that it was getting violent. And I said, and here we go. This is exactly what he wanted. I sat there, Rashawn, watching it play out. And I was just, just sort of watching it in awe. Mm-hmm. In awe, that's the best word. I wasn't shocked. It was shocking that they were allowing, the Capitol Police were allowing them to get as far as they were getting. But I wasn't surprised that it was happening, because that's what we had been warning people of all along. That's what he has been signaling to all along, is some sort of insurrection and fighting. When you say fight, stand up, be strong, all those things, what does that do? You're whipping up a crowd. So I wasn't surprised that it happened.
But when you see it play itself out, and you see the facts starting to roll in, you start seeing the backstory, what is the most shocking information that's been delivered to you that you've had to talk about? Since you see more details from the FBI for internal security, what is shocking you the most about that insurrection moment?
I'm not shocked, but I think what's the most interesting is the coordination. Mm-hmm. It's not surprising that there may have been people there who were working with them, including members of security, including security members, whether that's police officers, Capitol Police, or private security there. It's not surprising, because law enforcement, it is documented, has ties to white nationalist groups.
Right.
And so even the head of the FBI said the other day that we're going to be surprised to see the things that come out. They're investigating police officers from the Capitol. They were investigating police officers from around the country, as well as firefighters, as well as members of the military. So I'm not surprised that within a militia group that there's that element. And even outside of that, even policing, that element is drawn to that. Now, listen, I know that, we always say not all police officers are bad police officers. Certainly they're not. And I'm not talking about that. And I'm not talking about the brave men and women who put their lives on the line at the Capitol that day. That was certainly some heroism going on. Right. But it should be concerning to any of us, to all of us, that there are members of the security forces who are being investigated, or at least suspected of possibly participating.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Whether your event needed one room or an entire conference center, Hopin has revolutionized the way people come together. With Hopin, you can host a fully fledged digital meetup complete with one-on-one meetings, hands-on sessions, and expo booths. And because everything is hosted in a single, easy-to-use platform, it can be as big or small as you want, remain convenient for anyone who wants to attend, and give you access to data you never would have known otherwise. Visit Hopin.com to learn more and get started.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? Start the new year with Otter.ai to generate automatic notes for meetings, interviews, or lectures. With Otter.ai, you can search the meeting notes, insert images, playback the audio, and share them with your friends or coworkers. You can capture action items, remember meeting details, and keep everyone informed. Otter.ai works for in-person or virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up for free at Otter.ai or download the app for free. Otter.ai, that's Otter.ai.
And that's what scares me the most. When you look at what is happening right now and leading up to what should be a historical moment. We're talking about Kamala Harris being officially vice president of this country. And then it's the several days after the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. It seems so timely. It seems like Black people should be celebrating. Should we be celebrating this moment? Should the country be celebrating this moment? Or should we be just taking a deep breath and say, what's the future going to hold? We don't know because of Donald Trump.
I think we should be in this moment optimistic, but careful, mm-hmm. because we don't know what's going to come. And I think that there will be a moment to celebrate. And it ain't over till it's over. So I think when... the oath of office is given. This incoming president starts working on his agenda as it relates to the country, as it relates to people of color, as it relates to getting the people back to work, and as it relates to ridding the nation and helping rid the world of a pandemic. I think then we can start to celebrate. So I think we should be optimistic right now. We should be happy that the country is moving in the right direction, moving away from white nationalism, hopefully, white supremacy, hopefully, mm-hmm. And just dark forces that have been among us and running this country for such a long time. So there's going to be a time to celebrate, and I hope that time is soon.
Well, we when you talk about celebration or non-celebration, COVID-19 is still out there raging. There's no plan. There's two plans out there. There's the operation.
Can we talk about something speed. Before you go to COVID? Mm-hmm. Man, that suit is bad. I'm sitting here looking like, man, I could rock that on my show.
Well, I would tell you something. You could, because you're a fair dresser yourself, my friend. Come on now. You know, the reality is that when I watch you at TV at 10 o'clock at night, following Cuomo, you got your act together, my friend.
I wish I missed my big studio where I could actually, because, you know, I like to dress nicely, especially on television. And so in the big studio, you know, you had the jib camera swinging around you, and you had three or four cameras, so you could see your whole suit. And so I would dress for this.
No, you just, all I see is this.
And now, this is all you see of me is this.
That's it. But when you're talking, you know, you're like, let's go to other shows. They show more. I see my man Lester Holt. He's standing sometimes. I get to see his suit. You know, you see way more of David Muir. And then you, I get to see probably the shoulders to the top of your head.
Right here. That's it. Boom, boom. So I try to do a good tie, a good pocket square, and a good jacket. But sorry, you were talking about something really important, and that's
life. And I think that levity has to be brought into it, because there are people out there who refuse to leave their homes because of COVID. They've changed their lifestyle. The everything's
one of them, Rashawn.
And my wife is like that too, because of the fact she just doesn't feel safe. And I see Operation Warp Speed. I'm gonna ask you this question here, Don. Okay, they was holding back some of the vaccine for the second pass. Is what, and I believe he is right, Biden is saying, you know, vaccinate everybody. Vaccinate everybody. I believe that's the right policy to approach to take. And we just, you and I talking. We can't make any of these decisions. I'm just thinking how I think the more people you get vaccinated, the more people can get comfortable and start circulating and moving around this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. And then, because when you hold some of it back, some of it goes bad, we've learned, right? And so it's better to get it in somebody's arm rather than having it go bad. But the odd thing, it's not even odd. The fact of the matter, Rashawn, is that it's, I wouldn't say odd, it's awful. I was just talking to someone who's saying my family, my fiance saying my family, his mom and dad can't even go. They can't find the vaccine where they are. And they are over the age of 75 and they are eligible, and it's, but they can't find it in their town. My mom is over the age of 75, mm-hmm. and it is available in her town, but she can't get it because either because they haven't reached out, or they are the contact information, or just something. The rollout on this has been horrific. It's been terrible. They have been losing vials. They have not been using it. They have been opening vials, and then people come in, and at the end of the day, they're like, "Oh, we still have so many left in the vial. Run in. Who wants a vaccine?" And they stick it in people's arms who may not necessarily be in the age range to get it now. But I think that mm-hmm. they should do that rather than waste the vaccine. Yeah, so I think you're right. Get it in everybody's arm, as many people as possible at this point, and that way you start to develop this a real herd immunity, not the fake one that they talked about before.
You are in a position to talk to us every night. It's your opinion in some ways. It's fact all the time.
My point of view. It's always based on fact.
You know, what are you? Because it's a lot of sad news. It's sad news when we looked at what happened to George Floyd. We look at COVID. Those numbers just keep going up. You look at the lies being played out by Donald Trump the whole third and fourth quarter of this year. You saw the insurrection. How do you feel? What motivates you? I guess the question I want to ask, to feel good about America.
What motivates me to feel, considering everything that's going on, mm-hmm. that you and I could sit here and talk freely like this, mm-hmm. that you and I have the opportunity to do what we do, that there are people here who support us, and that there are laws that are in place that can that provide us with opportunities. You can't necessarily change people's hearts and their minds, but you can certainly change their behavior through laws. And we have the laws in place in this country. And I think that America is the land of opportunity. And so while we have all of these forces who are trying to stop us from doing things, we have all the craziness that's going on in the country. If there is still a way for you to succeed in this country, doesn't mean that you're not going to be discriminated against. It doesn't mean that you don't know that there's racism and bigotry and all that, and all kinds of phobia, homophobia, all kinds of things mm-hmm. that are out there. But within, when you consider the world, I think this is the best place, or one of the best places on earth, to have opportunity as a person of color. And so that's what keeps me going. But it also keeps me going that I love this country, and I want it to be better. And part of loving this country and wanting it to be better is being able to criticize it. And that's what the First Amendment is all about. My job is protected by the First Amendment. So, and my mouth and my words are protected by the First Amendment. And so that's the only way that you're going to get change, that you're going to get change, is by exercising that right, those rights that come under the First Amendment. So as someone who is a big mouth, someone who's curious, someone who loves to give their point of view, and even at times when I'm not on CNN to give my opinion, then there's no other place on earth that I'd rather be than here. And that's what keeps me going.
Well, your point of view, I had a lot of fun watching you this week when it was stated that Donald Trump was the most masculine person to ever hold.
Why you being messy, huh? Why you starting, you know what? You stirring it up.
That's my last question, Don. I never say this for the end. Either you're going to answer, but you were on Fox more than you were on CNN that week. They were showing you every... Tucker Carlson had you. Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity. I said, is he on Fox now or CNN? But that was the funniest thing, man. I laughed so hard at you the whole week. And sometimes that levity is necessary in these times, these trying times. But boy, you went off, man. You went off, Don.
It was such an odd answer because people feel like they've got to constantly praise. I was going to say, you know, kiss, whatever. But I feel like they have to constantly praise this man and stroke his ego. And the question was, do you think by being on social media that emasculate him? Mm-hmm. Which means, you know, that did that in some way subdue him or steal his thunder or you know, that sort of thing. Instead of it's like, oh, he's the most masculine. It's like, that's not really, you know, I know he said emasculate, but that's not really where he was going with that question. And for you to sit there and like, he's the most masculine. It's like, shut up. Like, shut. Just stop it. Stop being ridiculous. Because that's what got us into this mess in the first place is constantly having to stroke his ego.
But I'm going to tell you something, Don. I'm laughing now because I know you're very serious. I know you're very focused, but you're exactly right. When you mishear something and then you state it so badly in the wrong direction, you have to comment the way you commented. And it just brought some great levity and a lot of truth to what we saw.
I'm glad you said truth because, again, I try to everything I say is based in fact because and also part of that is what people at home are feeling. They're tired of this, of the doublespeak, of the, you know, all of the praising of the leader and that sort of thing. That's not what America is. Mm-hmm. And certainly you can work for someone and yet be critical of them constructively. So, you know, or give an honest answer. So hopefully I was speaking for the people at home because I had no idea that it was going to resonate that way. I was just in my feelings and at that moment and stating how I, you know, how I felt and how I felt the audience felt.
Well, Don, that's why I love you. That's why, you know, I get up every day at 4 a.m. You keep me up till 11 o'clock every night. So I blame you for that. But I'm not happy because, man, you're a gift, man. You're a gift to us all. I've seen your growth. I'm so proud that I have an African-American I can look up to. That speaks my speak, that understands my situation, but tells a story for the people. And that's the difference. You're still speaking for the people and don't change, please. And I know you won't, but please, my brother, you are special and keep doing what you're doing.
Rashawn, thank you so much. And I'm so proud of you. And one day I'm going to grow up and be able to dress like you because you are clean.
Well, one thing I do, when you get out to Atlanta, I want you to come in my studio and I don't have glass over the photos. I want you to sign my photo.
I see mine. Number three. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I want you to sign it right there. I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you. Look, and you guys keep doing what you're doing down in Georgia. You're saving the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
If you want to hear more Money Making Conversation, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. Subscribe. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's OTTER.ai.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is over 300 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player finance.